Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are about to launch into our Give the Gift of Scuba campaign for the season. Welcome, Bill the Engineer.
Why, hi!
Our producer, or whatever the hell you want to be called.
I'm the Bill, the guy who sits here and makes fun of our guests guy.
Okay.
That'll be my gig
That'll
today.
That'll be one
I,
of his
I don't
things.
Have any buttons to press. I got nothing to do. I got no hosting duties.
Well, we're in the new...
And we got Phil Necro coming on.
No, it's Phil Necro from West Palm.
Phil Necro.
West Palm
Philip
Phil.
Henry, call me Phil Necro, born April 1st, 1939. Knuckleball pitcher extraordinaire.
Yeah, well, he's with us. Phil, how are you, buddy?
Inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1997.
No,
I'm so excited.
This is West Palm Beach, Phil.
Channeling him back from the dead, right?
You sound good for 75. Jesus. Phil, you sound good.
I live in Palm Beach. I'm living under a palm tree. I just came from a great drift dive here in the drift dive capital of the world. It was unbelievable, guys.
Yeah.
You missed out.
All right, cool. Well, Phil, back the gain off of your mic just a tad.
Okay.
You're a little distorted today, but we'll get that right.
Well, because he's too excited. This is the thing. He's talking to you. He's setting it up his microphone. He said, you know what? As soon as I start making fun of his name and start pretending he's Phil Necro, which he knows he's
it's
not.
It's West
Palm Beach Phil. And then he starts thinking about this drift dive he went on.
Yeah.
And there is little in this world better than drift diving. The only thing better than drift diving is drift diving on a liveaboard boat. That's the only thing better than drift diving.
Yeah.
Here it is. You hear that? That's me a few moments ago diving here in the Palm Beach Inlet.
It was good of you to record that for us.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's what it was, and we don't have somebody like freebasing live on Scuba Radio today.
That's not what freebasing sounds like.
Anyway, Jimmy the Bubble Boy is with us as well.
Hey, Greg.
And then we have CJ is in the studio with us. Well, and in the new studio, I don't know if I got that across because Bill interrupted me. We're in the new broadcast facility here from Scuba Radio.
This is such a step up.
You like this?
It's like
Are
the
you
mothership.
It?
This is like it's the awesome. Scuba Radio Whack Pack.
Something like that. Yeah. Well, the group is, but the facility is different.
See, does that make
West
you
Palm
Howard
Beach,
Stern?
Phil is in West Palm Beach. It makes me a watered down version of Howard.
Watered
maybe.
Down because we're scuba diving.
Thank you. I'll be here all week, or at least for about another hour and 50 minutes.
Say it.
What?
Try the hot and cold salad bar. I love when you say try the cotton old, the hot
and the
cold
veal.
Salad.
Yes.
The veal.
Well,
tip your waiters.
Either way, we'll work it. Yes.
T-shirts in the lobby.
Yeah, we got it all. We got a full crew. We got a lot of people we're going to have on the show today. You know, West Palm Beach Phil is in West Palm Beach, and he's connected via the web, and we have this new technology we're playing with that actually allows us to connect with folks around the world and make it sound like they're in the studio with us. Now, the only people actually in the studio, though, are me, Bill, Bubble Boy, and CJ. So there have been some sightings, however, of Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
Oh, it's too early for that.
You would think.
Santa's not
but,
on his way yet.
I got a letter from my homeowners association. This new studio is in my home, by the way, just so you know.
Oh,
and,
are we being evicted?
Well, we
Greg,
might
it's,
be.
It's way nicer than I pictured.
Yeah, my home or the studio?
Your home.
Oh, okay, well, thank you.
Really nice, but I.
What?
Just really exceeded my expectations.
Well, okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. I thought
that.
It would just be like a wetsuit by the door, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, that's behind you, actually.
You know, a lobster full of coolers and, like a margarita
full machine. Of coolers. It's over your right shoulder there, CJ.
Have you tried the bathroom yet? It's fantastic. It's very
Not
nostalgic.
Yet, I look forward to it.
You use that? Oh,
yeah,
my
it's
God.
Like the one in Saw. It's fantastic.
Oh, dear God. All right. Well, anyway, it's a fun new little place that we have to operate out of, and it will lend itself appropriately to us covering the latest, you know, diving news and information. And, you know, last week we had our big show from the DEMA show in Las Vegas, and none of you guys were here that are in the studio with me. However, West Palm Beach Phil was. And, Phil, you'd been to DEMA before, but this was a relatively new thing for you as well, you know, wasn't it?
I mean, if I could I could sum it up for the listeners and for I can sum up the DEMA convention. It's like I dived and went to diver's heaven.
Aha.
I mean, a million
square
feet.
I dived and went to heaven. I like it. Yes.
I mean, a million square feet, I'm going to guess, of convention space mm-hmm. dedicated to what we love, which is the diving and the diving industry. And I mean, should we describe all the different components of the floor space that was,
yeah.
that was exhibited?
Well, this was like my 18th DEMA show, and this is the largest diving event in the world. And I love hearing what people think of it, you know, the first or second time, especially because you had been to it in Orlando.
In Orlando, but I think this one was bigger. As a matter of fact, I know it was. It's about a million square feet. You couldn't even see as far from one end of the wall to the other.
Well, we're old. We can't see very far anyway.
Yeah. So you had travel destinations.
Yeah. And just a lot of different things that you could see, whether it was places to go, you know, for travel or new gear. There were some really exciting products when it came to, like, especially like the rebreather stuff and the technical diving world. Man, I'll tell you what, that industry or that, sub industry of the dive industry is really percolating big time right now. And I made some plans, hopefully, for 2015 where we are going to do some rebreather diving again, maybe with a new Hollis rebreather. Hey, did you get a look at that one there, West Palm Beach, Phil, or no?
I did. It's a good-looking unit. Mm-hmm. I still have pause on getting to use a piece of equipment that's trying to kill me the whole time, but I'm sure with technological advances, you know, that maybe my concern can be swayed.
Well, that's the thing with this new Explorer rebreather from Hollis. It's actually made to be, you know, Greg the Dive Master proof. It really kind of takes away some of the mystery for, you know, doing the rebreather stuff from a technical standpoint. So we'll see. We're talking about doing some stuff with Hollis and that crew to see if we can make this work.
There was also a whole section on the convention floor, as you know, of the camera for camera people.
Yes, absolutely.
And then there's also, you know, then there's always these gadgets. There's gadget guys who have, you know, something really cool underwater, like you hook up to a low pressure hose and you shoot those little circles and it makes a water blast, and you can either shoot your dive buddy or,
yes.
or I don't know what it's.
Well, yeah, you know, bubble rings. Now, you guys, CJ and James can relate to this, and Bill maybe as well. I actually saw this product at the Long Beach show last June, and, you know, the thing is these guys have created this underwater air gun that actually shoots bubble rings horizontally through the water column. So, you know, you've seen me do that, you know, when I'm laying down on the sand and make bubble rings, right, CJ? You remember?
So it's like Aquaman.
Not really. You can.
Does it communicate with the marine life?
Well, I guess it would. It shoots a bubble ring
at
them.
But it only says, oh.
No, not really.
It's all O's.
There's no sound.
But
you don't really.
I'm saying they read it when it.
Well, they could. Yeah, that's true.
All
yeah.
O's.
What were you going to say, Phil?
I was going to say at the entrance of the convention space every morning, Scuba Radio was there. Greg, you were there greeting the conventioneers. And, you know, Greg doesn't really toot his horn, but I got to say this. You were kind of like the parade leader of the whole DEMA show. You were there at the entrance greeting them every morning, and you were giving away prizes, substantial prizes, like it was candy. I mean, you were giving away trips and liveaboards, and what's the street value? Not the make-believe value, but what's the street value of the trips you were giving away?
Greg,
it was incredible.
You're like in that parade, you're like the assistant to the vice mayor of a medium-sized municipality.
Kind of like a
just
mascot.
Waving to the crowd, and people are going, who the hell is that?
I when we get people on the show with us who we can count on to be a legitimate source of information. I love that. However, I can no longer believe a word he says, because he says you don't toot your own horn.
He hit me in the eye with a taffy.
And welcome to the brown-nosing portion of Scuba Radio. This is my favorite time of the show.
Brown something.
Where we talk about how great I really am.
Son of a gun, hit me in the eye with a taffy.
Street value.
That ain't
by
no
the way,
parade.
All the prizes we gave away up front at the DEMA show this year was upwards around a $20,000 range.
I mean, there's a guy minding his own business. He comes onto into your area there. He participates in one of your silly games to win the prize. And next thing you know, He's going to Deepwater Cave, all expenses paid for four people. I mean, that was incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty. That guy owes me big time.
Big.
Yeah, because I get none of this stuff. I just pass it off to everyone else.
I get none of this
stuff. Well, yeah, but I have to bring someone down with me.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Concern it, Ma. What's going on?
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. Just one more thing that we will sing. New scuba gear's the best gift this year. Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
Yes, that would be this show that you're listening to right now. And, well, I'm sorry.
That is
haunting. Must give scuba. Must give scuba.
It worked.
Are you the
it
ghost?
Must
scuba
give
radio?
Scuba.
Yes.
What happened?
We are here to remind everybody and to brainwash them accordingly that you should consider giving the gift of scuba. You know, you're
That's
fighting
a good
crowds
idea.
At the mall, you know, things like, it's a waste of time. Go into your local dive center and get a gift certificate for a open water diver class if you know someone that you need to get a gift for that isn't a certified diver, and get them certified. Now you got a new buddy.
Give them a really cool dive knife and then say, well, now you got to learn how to scuba dive, become certified to actually strap this bad boy on.
Okay.
Or give him a regulator and go, well, you want to use that, don't you?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that would be better. You give him a knife, they might want to cut you.
That's not a knife. That's not a knife.
If your family's violent,
give him some lead weights.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of
practical,
special seasonal Christmas songs to share with you today. And actually, I got a viewer mail from Jeff, and he asked, hey, Greg, I wondered if you had a place on your website where I could download all these scuba-related songs you've recorded over the years. I love them and love the rotation and want to play them at our dive shop. And, well, here's the deal. Most of them would be copyright infringement, so we can't really technically
sell
them.
Maybe just play Scuba Radio.
You could do that. That would work. That
he wants the songs that you made, Greg. That's what he wants. He wants the songs which you made, and technically, because they are clearly not any good, it's parody.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
That's covered.
He just says, quote-unquote, scuba-related songs. So he may be talking about some of those parodies and some of the other things.
Much like the song we just heard, why wouldn't a dive shop want that playing and make turn their the people in the store, their customers, into you know, scuba buying zombies? Why wouldn't they want that?
Well, because they can hear. That'd be one.
Do scuba zombies eat brain coral?
Yes.
I think we've established that on the show before.
God, sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you not taking notes?
I haven't memorized 18, every second of every show.
We're 18 really? Years into this, dude. We have no repeats. No repeats in 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've established that. Well,
yes.
More questions.
Yeah, none. None from you. Silence.
And objection. Leading the witness.
He hit me in the eye with a taffy. Son of a biscuit.
Oh, boy. It's going to be one of those shows today.
You think?
And we apologize in advance. But, you know, here's the thing. You know, we were at the Dima show having a good time. Now we are here in the holidays. West Palm Beach, Phil.
Yes.
Not only was it the Dima show, but you were diving this morning. Am I right, Phil?
I was diving just outside of the Palm Beach Inlet, and it was fantastic. And took some GoPro footage. I speared a couple lionfishes. One was a big like a pumpkin, size of a little, like a pumpkin.
Well, that would be out of season. What would be more appropriate for Christmas?
Turkey. Size of a turkey.
No,
ham.
Ham?
Christmas ham.
Maybe. Yeah. Size of a pig.
You're telling me turkey? Have you ever heard of a Christmas carol?
Can you just played one. Are you
turkey?
Kidding me?
No, not a... Never mind.
What about a goose or sea bass ducking?
Christmas goose.
Sea bass would be appropriate, but a lionfish.
So yeah, you can eat those.
All right. Anyway, are you going to eat your lionfish or
you
what?
You know what? I'm not just a vegetarian. I'm a vegan.
I
eat nothing from an animal. How do you know if someone's a vegetarian? By the way, don't worry, they'll tell you. So I got that. I got that covered.
Okay.
But I slayed it up. I slayed it up pretty good, and hopefully, I'm sure a moray eel came along at some point. And was able to
just
eat
so
it.
We're perfectly clear, you won't eat an animal, but you'll kill him and leave him for dead.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't see any inconsistency there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well,
but what were the diving conditions like? Viz down there today what?
It was about 40-ish.
Okay.
And it wasn't great. It was a little bumpy. We had 2 to 4s with 5-foot swells, and we were in a private boat, a little 27-foot contender.
Okay.
And which is pretty, it's a pretty seaworthy boat. And, you know, it's about as bumpy as I like to get.
Right. Well, I have heard that the lemon sharks are out migrating around or hanging around Jupiter. Are they getting as far south down to West Palm or no?
I can't believe you just said that because... I'd like to give a shout out to my boy, Jason Eisner, who lives in Boca. He's an advanced open water diver, nitrox, and he was diving today. He texted me, he saw south of Palm Beach, which in the Pompano area, south of Boca Raton,
yeah.
They counted 10 lemon sharks. today.
Well, there you
go. So they are, and you know, in the as it starts to get to winter, we start to see more sharks here in South Florida, and it seems like they're coming out today. On my dive north, in you know, at the Palm Beach Inlet, we saw a really big, probably close to 12-foot nurse shark sleeping under a ledge, and I really wanted it to wake up.
Shark.
I know, maybe it was. You know, I never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Right, that's absolutely true.
So, and I, you know, I really.
So, what we're really
going to
find out is that there was a 3.5-foot nurse shark and a shark with and a lemon. Yes, that's your other guy saw he saw Chet Lemon on a boat. Another baseball reference.
Well,
he saw Chet Lemon.
You guys be the judge because I'm putting it all together on my iMovie and I'm going to publish it. On YouTube under Phil Nico, N-I-C-O, and just put in Phil Nico and scuba, and all of my movies come up. They're like 3 to 5 minutes long, and you'll see actually not just Palm Beach, but you know I've been to the Maldives, I've been to Palau, I've been to all through the Caribbean.
No
I've been
wonder
to
Greg likes you. You are too just bragging.
What are you talking about?
He said you're braggadocious.
That's what we do as divers. When we get to go to places like this, we want to share the love of our...
All we want to do is share the love of it, tell the story.
Yeah, Bill, it would be good to have a guy that's on Scuba Radio talk about I Never Dive.
Kind of like the Gentleman's Club at DEMA. We were supposed to talk about that.
No, you're not.
I meant to ask you, Greg, how are the whores?
You're in Vegas.
Yeah, you know, the hors d'oeuvres.
Inquiring minds, the hors d'oeuvres.
The hors d'oeuvres were delicious.
Anyway, moving on. Diving was great. It sounds like
a wiener's
West
on
Palm.
A stick.
And you know, it's sunny. It's sunny red. Out today.
Yeah,
maybe,
sunny. Yeah,
maybe there's 3 clouds. There should have been only 2 clouds. That's my only complaint. 80 okay. degrees.
80. Air temp. Water temp. That's what we like. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got Phil, West Palm Beach Phil, on via the web. But now Vince has joined us from Spare Air. Vince, how are you, buddy?
Hey, welcome. Greg. What's happening?
Good, man. It's been a while. Well, we saw each other in Vegas as well, but we were on our liveaboard trip. And, you know, CJ and Jimmy the Bubble Boy are here as well. We're going to talk a little bit about Spare Air and some of the things that you guys are doing for the holidays. Maybe giving the gift of life is what we got to talk about. Is that right? Isn't that right, Vince? Wouldn't that make sense?
The miracle of childbirth?
No, well, the air, if you're a diver, is the gift of life, and you can do that with spare air.
That's different. Okay.
Vince, you'll back me up on this, right? I got a bunch of crazies in the studio today, but you'll back me up on this, right?
Yeah,
Natty.
It's a gift of life in the sense that if you ever should have an out-of-air emergency and you had a spare air, it would give you the gift of life.
That would save
your life.
That's right. You share air, and that can actually save your life if you're underwater. So we're going to talk about that. We got some prizes to give away, and maybe Vince can assist in that as well. And then we got some liveaboard news to share and all kinds of crazy stuff. Did you have a comment there, CJ?
Yes, I have a spare air, and since I've been using it, thankfully I haven't had to use it, but it's, you know, it's peace of mind.
It is.
It's nice to have with you, knowing you have it for you or your buddy.
That's right, and it's one of those products that you can pick up at your local dive center for the diver on your list. They're all across the country, or you can go to spareair.com and pick up one of these things. Right, Vince?
And you're given a gift of life, yes.
Yeah, see? It is the gift of life, Bill.
I just misunderstood. I have given people the gift of life before 4 times.
Are you responsible for this spare air for 18 years legally?
Yeah, that's a fair question. Yeah.
And the spare air is not just for underwater. I've taken it to many public restrooms. It's been a real breath saver.
What a great idea!
What?
That's genius!
What do you mean? You took it to
public restrooms and you go in, you're like, oh my God, like a port-a-lot at any event, big event.
It smells
event,
really
like,
bad,
oh,
so sucks on the spare air.
Okay. All right.
You know what? Yeah. I have just now Found the reason to buy that.
There you go.
I am running out to the store right now. I need one.
Obviously, you know, Phil has his microphone set up near his restroom. So more information than you wanted to hear today, but that's just what we do. We got a Dan tip and much, much more coming up next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 109. You'll get no bacon from spearing a hogfish.
A pig, maybe.
And here's something else to consider. Brain coral cannot help you with a crossword puzzle or Sudoku. But mowing the lawn in snowshoes, well, what can I say?
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Glad to see you made it here okay. Sorry I lost you on the way from the airport there, buddy.
Yeah, it was a good thing I had an extra set of directions.
Forgot you were following me and I got ahead of you in traffic.
It's all good, but it's a good example of why I have a backup plan.
And a nice segue into today's topic. Let's talk a little bit about what happens when you get separated from your buddy and the backup plan doesn't work.
Knowing what to do when a diver goes missing is an excellent skill to have. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with something simple. For whatever reason, you and your buddy get separated on the way back from the airport. I mean, the dive.
That's something you and your buddy should have discussed before you left the terminal or entered the water. You should have a plan in place that in the event that you're separated during a dive, you know what steps you'll have to take to reconnect.
Such as?
Such as agreeing that if separated, you'll immediately go to a designated point to rendezvous. Maybe it's an anchor or a scent line. Maybe it's at some other landmark you know will be on the dive. Another plan often agreed upon is that when you realize you've lost contact, search for about a minute underwater and then ascend and reconnect on the surface.
But the important thing is to know what you'll do and follow the plan, right?
Right.
Okay, so what happens if you follow your reconnection plan, but you still can't find your buddy?
Well, then you're dealing with a missing diver. In that scenario, immediately notify anybody nearby, either on the boat or on the shore, that you've got a missing diver in the water. You should not undertake that search by yourself without a plan and support in place.
Since there's always the possibility the missing diver is having some kind of trouble, I'm guessing it's better to treat the matter as urgent?
Urgent, yes. Panic, no. Start by marking the spot where you came up with a marker buoy. And if you have some immobile objects around you, like a tree or a building or a rock formation, use them as reference points. Next, see if anyone can spot the missing diver's bubbles. If spotted, it really helps target the missing diver's location and where to start looking.
Assuming they have bubbles to spot.
Ooh, that's true. If the diver is using a rebreather, searching for bubbles isn't going to help you.
And if the bubbles are spotted?
Send a diver in to check them out. Meanwhile, you should be providing the support team with as much information as possible. What the plan profile was, what directions you intended to swim, what happened on the dive, and at what point you became separated. Anything that can prove useful in the search.
You can even be doing that while you're looking for bubbles, can't you?
Absolutely. And when you're looking for those bubbles, be sure to look in every direction, not just where you think the missing diver should be. Oftentimes, the separation is the result of a diver simply getting disoriented or lost.
What about enlisting the help of others?
The more, the merrier. If you're on a boat, contact other boats in the area to see if the missing diver mistakenly boarded the wrong vessel. And if they're not on anyone's deck, enlist the help of everyone you can find. If you're on shore, have others scanning the water, checking the surrounding areas. Believe it or not, sometimes the missing diver has simply gotten out of the water and returned to their vehicle.
And if all that doesn't help?
It's likely time to start the underwater search. Searches should be conducted in teams, both for the safety of the searchers and to ensure that the resources needed are available in case a rescue is involved. Search teams should not enter the water without a solid plan in place. The plan should include an agreed-upon search area, search pattern, and time limits. If there are enough divers available, organize standby dive teams to pick up where the first team leaves off and to lend additional assistance if it becomes necessary.
What about other divers in the water?
If they are part of the group, you may want to institute a recall or regroup and reorganize everyone back on the boat or the shore. They may be able to lend assistance in providing information about what was happening underwater, or profile permitting, they may be able to join the search. It's also possible that the missing diver will surface upon the recall, as the recall itself may be all that he or she needs to find their way back.
What procedures should the search teams follow?
They should always stay together, and they should never deviate from the plan they put in place. At no time should the searchers put themselves in danger while looking for a missing diver. Generally, the marked spot is used as a starting point, and the search expands in an agreed-upon direction from there.
There are different search patterns you can use. Which one should you?
Well, it really depends on the topography of the dive site and the conditions and visibility, but the most commonly used patterns include the U pattern, expanding squares, and circular search patterns. If a dive is being done in a specific or concentrated area, like a wreck for example, you may simply have several dive teams doing random searches, but more often than not, a more formal approach is used.
Hopefully, at some point in all this, the missing diver will be found. But if the unfortunate occurs and he's not?
Then it's time to call the authorities. In fact, you can call them at any point in this process. If you feel like you need additional assistance, don't hesitate to call for it. When you're looking for a missing diver, you know you're working against the clock, so use whatever resources you have available to you.
And hopefully it'll come out all right.
In most cases it does. Most missing divers are usually just buddy teams that got separated for one reason or another. Sometimes it's preventable, sometimes not, which is why it's crucial to communicate with one another before you enter the water and stick to the plan you create.
And if you're following me from the airport,
bring a GPS.
Right. The search for a missing diver is something that should be undertaken quickly, but with a plan. Use whatever tools you have handy to help in the search, and don't be afraid to ask for help. But do your best to avoid going missing in the first place. Know the plan you and your buddy are to follow, and stick to it. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, along with Bill, the producer, Jimmy, the Bubble Boy, CJ. We got West Palm Beach Phil. And Vince from Spare Air. It's a full crew on today's Christmas Spectacular. We got a lot of Christmas ditties to share with you on the show today. And all I will do is, well, I'll apologize in advance. But if it doesn't get you in the mood for the holidays, well, it's a good chance it won't. hey, we're going to do it anyway.
Jingle so their ho-hos, Greg.
Yeah. Hey, and a little shout-out to WFFG. Down there in the Florida Keys Marathon, I believe, has picked up the radio show today.
Cool.
So we appreciate
nice.
That. Hopefully we're going to get down there and do a broadcast down there in Marathon. Maybe for the, I don't know if we'll get down there in time for their Christmas light boat parade, but I believe they have one next weekend. And I'm going to head down that way possibly and, you know, do some diving. That's
That'll
what we got to do. That's what it's all about, right? Sharing the love of diving and doing some diving. But before we get into some of that, you know, I want to talk more with Vince, because Vince and I, you know, we got to hang together in Ceiba on the last Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. And, well, Vince, are you with us right now? Yeah, you're back, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, and I know you're excited because not only did we, you know, talk about, you know, spare airs and giving the gift of scuba, maybe giving the gift of a spare air, which you could pick up at your local dive center, but we talked about going on the next liveaboard trip that we have planned for 2015, October 3rd in the Turks and Caicos. Now, did you book it yet, Vince, or are you getting ready to? What's the plan? Or what have you done?
I'm going to book it. I figured I need a month or two to plan for it. But I'm going to book it for definitely well in advance.
Yes. Well, and you want to do it now. We had a lot of people come up to us at the DEMA show and ask about this trip, because that's what we're going to be doing with Explorer Ventures in October once again. But we have signed on or added some new information at the scubaradio.com webpage about this trip in October that includes not just Scuba Pro, which they're going to be back on board and doing a demo week with us again, but we also have this time our friends from Dive Training Magazine on board, and Catherine is going to be joining us. And not only is she like the big cheese there at Dive Training Magazine, where she does all the editing for the magazine every month, she is just one cool lady. And I got to tell you, the thing about Catherine is, you know, when I first met her, not, you know, she's like a dive instructor. She's in the Women's Diving Hall of Fame. I mean, she's done everything in the dive industry. But before she got in the dive industry, she was a hand model.
What?
A hand model. Like she.
Okay. Now, I would like to point out that while you're demonstrating she's a hand model, you're not putting your fingers out the way that any hand model would. Well, you're making a fist. Are you telling me there's a woman whose fist is so photogenic that there's photos of her fist flying around?
I thought you said ham model. Ham. Like she just stood around like Vanna White holding a slab of ham.
No, hand model.
Hand.
Yeah. She has beautiful hands.
Well, maybe she has held hand or held ham in her hand. And model.
Has to wear those gloves all the time.
Does that make her ham-fisted?
But that was before she got in the dive industry. Once you get to a certain age, you age out of hand modeling. And
she couldn't.
I still have a very
that,
young-looking hand. Except for the
before that, before she was into diving, maybe she didn't want to dive because she was afraid to get her hands all pruny.
I don't know if that. She made it sound to me that she got to a certain age and it's like, oh, it's time to do something else. I'm going to go into the diving thing.
So she was like, liver spots. Use this cream.
No, she was like modeling like jewelry and things like that, high end stuff.
Sounds like she had a pretty good hand job.
Yeah. Seems okay, like that was enough. I knew that was coming sooner or later. More coming up. Scuba
Media. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. Patty, the way the world learns to dive.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Feliz Navidad. That means Merry Christmas in Spanish. Say it. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show to diving.
I love the Osmonds. Really good.
I think it was the Partridge Family
stuff.
No, or Jose Feliciano.
Classic.
Yes, it is, isn't it? And we got to get in a few of those for the holidays. You know, put everybody in the mood.
Play something for the Jews. I just got an email.
Yeah, you want to do something for them?
Yeah.
No. Can't make it happen today. Maybe next week.
You know, next week I think we're going to do our...
What?
Our Christmas
crap extravaganza.
That's going to happen. Yeah. That's going to happen.
That's got to happen.
Yeah. Now, yeah, West Palm Beach Phil, I don't know. You want to be a part of this? Do you even, he has no idea. He's really tippling.
Say no.
what am I getting myself into here?
Yeah, well, you've been recruited, whether you like it or not. We take our crew. We put on a little Christmas play. Venture, you could even be a part of this if you like. You know, we're probably going to need life support equipment after we execute this thing. Yeah, so you'll have to tune in. A little Christmas
play.
Think
of like Peter Pan, only not as good.
Okay. Will Drunken Santa be involved?
Oh, well, yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah, it's,
yeah, Drunken Santa is actually a main character in our Christmas crap extravaganzas.
Yes. And as always, we apologize in advance. He is out there, by the way.
You just have to believe.
Well,
he's definitely out there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's different. You know what? The new studio, this is now I finally found a downside to the overboard entertainment broadcastoplex.
Oh, yeah.
Airflow. You can smell him, and he is outside.
I even know we moved, so.
How does he find us ever?
You can see all the flies on the windowsill.
Oh, he sees you when you're sleeping, so yeah. He must have slept here.
Yeah. Something.
Oh, you live here, so.
Well, you know, I thought the Christmas tree that we put in the living room there would
throw him off.
Mask the smell, but.
No, not even close.
Good place for a stick up.
Greg, why don't you let him use your shower?
You're 100,000 years old.
You know, it is a time of giving when we should look out for those that are less fortunate. And
I mean, make sure your wife isn't in there. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Kids. Or likely to go in there soon.
Yeah. Tell her you're, like, regrouting the tile.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Don't anyway. Go in there. Ever.
All right. Well, you know.
It'll be like next Friday.
This is the time to give the gift of scuba. And
I'm remodeling.
I have
You'll
Vince.
Love it.
From Spare Air, connected with us via the web. And Vince, I know you are excited about that trip in the Turks and Caicos in October, right?
Are you kidding me? I was thinking about it the moment I got off the ship.
He was. He was actually saying, Greg, when's your next one? When's your next one? Me and Butch want to go. We want to be on that trip, book it today, that kind of thing. And we actually had it in place before we got off the boat. We had this thing set up. But I just locked in Scuba Pro. We mentioned Catherine from Dive Training Magazine. Formerly a hand model. And you know, I tell you that story because she is just a treat to hang around. She is one of the coolest ladies I've ever met in the dive industry. And I'm really pumped to be able to go out on the water and spend a week with her in the Turks and Caicos. Not only is she just going to be fun to hang around with and have a cocktail with after our day of diving is done, but she's done so much in the diving industry and dive publications and things like that. If you've ever wanted to get your photos or videos published, you know, in a magazine or website like Dive Training, obviously this is the person that knows how to do it and what the process is and how to become an established writer for diving. And I think Phil could probably relate to that kind of thing or have an interest in that. Am I right, Phil?
I think we should nominate her for the Women's Scuba Dive Hall of Fame.
She's already in it.
She's already in it.
She's already in it, dude.
I should have known that.
Way ahead of you.
Way ahead of me.
Yeah, I mean, we only invite hardcore
super divers. Did she break one of Neil Watson's records?
You know what? I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
After karate chopping flaming bricks, I bet his hands aren't as nice as hers.
I would bet you're right, and I don't believe Neil has ever been a hand model. But you know what? I would never say that.
Wouldn't surprise right. me.
Yeah, he might come
he
back
the
and
most
say,
interesting man in the world.
The dive god has done so much, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility that he has been a hand model or some other appendage in some kind of publication around the web. But anyway, we'll leave it at that. She's going to be a
knee model.
A high knee.
That's not even funny. Anyway, Catherine will be on from dive training. Scuba Pro will be on board. We'll have our Scuba Radio Mermaids. The Scuba Cowboy is slated to be on board. So book it now, 1-800-322-3577, and make sure you are good to go. You can place a deposit now and get in on this trip. It's going to be a blast. And if you don't believe me, just go back and listen to the trip that we did in Sabah a couple months ago. And, you know, you'll hear Vince and a few other folks that were on the trip with us. And you'll see it's much, much better to be there and be part of the party as opposed to listening to it back home.
It's pretty much the coolest thing in the world.
Yes, it is not a bad thing. You can get away with it. And Vince, you'll back me up on this. Am I right?
It's addicting.
Of course it is. All right. We're going to let Vince go because he has actually real work to do today. They got a lot of orders for spare airs that they got to process out of California today for the holiday shopping season. Don't forget, great gift idea for the diver on your list. Hour two coming up, we got some more great ideas to share with you and some other great diving news and information stories that ought to entertain us at least. And, of course, you could listen in and join the party at 888-88-SCUBA. That's coming up, hour two on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.